The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private. Trusted experts in orthopedic, spine, eye, cancer and cardiology.
This is News Talk.
Antoinette Cunningham, General Secretary of the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors. Good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Let's just take a scenario, Antoinette, that your members may face. There's a house party. The tunes are belting out. You can see people squashed up against the windows and you know they're doing what they shouldn't be doing. You know that they can be fined. And members turn up at the door of that house and they're told to feck off. Is there anything can be done?
Well, I think that the government proposals, which I should say, Jonathan, we haven't yet seen. So we don't know the exact detail of what's contained within them. But we have listened to the Minister for Justice yesterday evening on the 6-1 News, broadly outlining the proposals. And it's her view that if we do get an answer to the door, that the owner or occupier of that house that organises that party could be a subject now to a fine on the spot. I suppose for us in AGSI, as sergeants and inspectors, it's the practical application of that we are concerned about. Will we get a response to the person at the door, first of all? If we don't, it seems, again, that we're powerless. And it's very important for us, Johnson, to manage public expectations, because sometimes people do feel when they call the guards that we absolutely have the response to dealing with the issue, and sometimes we simply don't.
Yeah, well, I mean, the gouger's charter here would be don't open the door, and they can do nothing about it. No fines, no hassle, party on.
That's about the size of it. Yeah, the minister has said that going into a person's home is not the space that she wants to get into. So for this to be executed in the way that the government have outlined it, Jonathan, does require somebody to answer the door, yes.
Mm. So that poses a particular problem here, because I'm knocking out the limb here. If you're going to have a house party that's going to have a load of people in there and you're blasting out the tunes, you don't give a monkey's about whether you're going to infect people with COVID or not. So therefore, they're not the kind of responsible individuals who would even listen to members of An Garda Síochána.
And I suppose this is why AGSI have once again had to come out publicly on this issue, Jonathan, about proposed legislation, because we feel that while government make legislation, sometimes the practical application of that for members of AGSI on the ground can be radically different than what the government envisage. So while legislation might be at a high level and there's a thought process around it, when it comes to actually practically applying that, it can be different. We listened to the minister as well talking about protests and groups of over 12 people at protests being fined if they don't wear a mask. And we're curious to know why the figure was determined at 12, for example. What if there's a group of 10 people who say they're protesting? Does the fine on the spot not apply to them then? So you can understand from a practical basis why AGSI have so many questions about this legislation, Jonathan, you know. I think it shouldn't be seen, Jonathan, as the panacea now for all things COVID-related policing. You know what I mean? It's a proposal from government that they're passing legislation, but we in AGSI are really concerned about how it will be practically implemented.
I'm accused regularly when I'm filling in for Pat of being a liberal nanny pants, amongst other things. But even I think that the guards have a cause at this point in time to stage an intervention where they need. You know, the idea of going into someone's private property should not be taken lightly. But when there is a public health risk, then arguably it should and could be done. When there are people flagrantly ignoring not only public health advice, but the law, there is an argument to be made that the Gardaí need to do more than encourage them to go away. The question is whether the members of An Garda Síochána want to do that, because we live in a situation whereby we police with consent, and it's a delicate balance. I mean, if your members were given extra powers here, would they be happy to use them?
Well, I think any risk, Jonathan, to changing the policing by consent model is very grave, and it's something that should be given the utmost of consideration to. And this is the point that we're making to government, that if you are going to introduce new legislation, it would be far better to put the stakeholders around the table and to discuss the practical application of that legislation, and not be sort of leaving it out there as if it is the panacea to everything, and yet it can't be practically applied. So the Garda Commissioner has been clear in saying that we haven't sought extra powers, Jonathan, because by and large, and with the majority of the people that we encounter, we get full compliance with the engage, explain and encourage model of policing. And the enforcement piece is only the very, very last piece of that. And now the government are saying, well, for that last piece, when you do need to use it, it will be a fine on the spot. And what AGSI are saying, that's not without its challenges as well, for the very examples that I've outlined to you.
I'm presuming we're going to get an announcement at some stage today about the restart or the escalation of Operation Fanacht, which is effectively the way of encouraging people not to move around during level 5. It's with a heavy heart, I'd imagine, that your sergeants and inspectors are turning around to their troops today to say, lads, you're back out in checkpoints in November.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look, it's not a desirable position, Jonathan, but there is a public health pandemic and there's a risk here. And we've been asked to police this pandemic. And that's the instruction that we will receive, as you say, later today in relation to the policing of this by way of increased checkpoints, etc. And we'll await that instruction from Garda headquarters.
OK, we'll leave it there for now. Antoinette Cunningham, AGSI General Secretary, thanks very much for joining us.